you pray with me? Oh, gracious God, as we speak and meditate upon your word today, we pray that you would just put the words in our hearts and in our mouths, in our minds. We pray, Lord, that we would come to understand your Son, Jesus Christ, and his call to us. We pray this in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I imagine how Joseph must have felt. He lost the Son of God as he was going away. I can't imagine them not looking for Jesus before they left. Hi, we have, welcome. I just looked over and here's somebody I didn't know. Welcome, glad to have you with us today. And next week you get a really good sermon. So we'll work on it today, okay? Can I ask your names?
Gary Clark.
Oh, okay.
Airhead.
Okay, all right, well, welcome. Thank you. This is kind of a free-flowing service. We'll start talking about Jesus and then welcome people we don't know, okay? We'll do whatever we can do. At any rate, we're looking at Jesus at the age 12. And he should be with his parents headed back to Nazareth. And he's not. Now think about this. They traveled for a full day, and the reason that they traveled with a group was for protection. Traveling alone, there were bandits, there were people, just all kinds of problems on the road. You always traveled in groups. And they realized that he's gone. They searched for him. They asked everybody, well, have you seen Jesus? No. Have you seen Jesus? No. Haven't seen him all. I haven't seen him at all. And so they decide, okay, he's not here, and they turn around, they head back to Jerusalem. And we can imagine that, first of all, it's kind of a terrifying thing because they're on the road alone. Everybody was leaving Jerusalem. Nobody was going towards Jerusalem. Bandits could have done anything they wanted. They could have killed them. They could have robbed them. I don't know if they had anything to rob, but they make it back to Jerusalem, and now they've got to wander around for 3 days looking for him. And they find him in the temple. And he said, Didn't you know where I'd be? I'm 12 years old. I've had my bar mitzvah. I am a man. Right? Didn't you know where I'd be? And Mary says to him, yeah, but you have troubled myself and you've troubled your father. And Jesus says, wait a minute. Didn't you know that I needed to be in my father's house? Now that's a direct, I guess, slam to Joseph. But then again, you have to remember, for 12 years, they're keeping him a secret. They've been to Egypt. They've come back from Egypt. They're still keeping him a secret. They're still protecting him. And now that he is a man, he acknowledges my father's house, my father God, and it makes a split between him and Joseph. Now, poor Joseph, we don't hear anything else about him in the New Testament, not a word. We don't know what happened to him, we don't know how long he lived, we don't know anything about him. We hear about his mother, because she was a Cana, and she said, shook her finger at him and said, they haven't got any wine, you take care of it. And Jesus said, it's not time for me to show myself. That's okay, and says to the steward, do as he says. And so he turns the water into wine, not even poor wine, it's the best wine. But we hear about Mary there, we hear about her at the cross. But we don't hear about Joseph. Now, if we go back to when he was 12 and they had left him, the caravan had left, we have to say to ourselves, what happened? For some reason, they forgot him. They left him behind. It seems like that's not possible, but it is. I once forgot my daughter while I was in Joslin's, and she had to have them page me. She was about 4 years old. I was with Penny's at the time. Have I told you this story? Anyway, she's about 4 years old. And the everybody in Penny's knew her, and Jocelyn's was in the same mall, and we were down at Jocelyn's. My Barbara wanted something, needed something. We were down there, and but she had gone over to get something else, and I walked away and thought Jennifer was with Barbara. Didn't even think about it. My mind was on something else. And all of a sudden, over the intercom, there comes this page. It said, "Would Tony Honey please come to the lingerie department?" Now, Jennifer knew to go to any cash wrap and say to them, "Would you page my daddy?" Because they all knew who I was. That's in Fanny's. In Jocelyn's, they didn't know who I was. They said, "Well, what's your daddy's name?" "Tony." "Well, what's his last name?" "Honey," because that's what Mark said. "Tony Honey." "Would Tony Honey come down to the..." Not only that, to the lingerie department. Well, that's okay. But I lost her, and I felt bad about it. We once lost Rachel in the zoo, and that was at a time that when the big scare about people grabbing kids was going on. And we blocked off a section of the zoo. It was the children's zoo, and we had to go over a bridge to get out. We blocked that off while everybody was out there searching for Rachel. It turned out we'd been at the elephant house, and instead of going to following us around this way, she went this way. And about halfway around, we just, "Oh, where's Rachel?" And Beth just went crazy. Losing the Son of God has got to be a real problem. Forgetting him. Pardon me. Forgetting him has got to be, Joseph's got to be standing there saying, "I'm going to get struck dead." It's going to happen. But basically, they forgot him. They forgot to make sure he was where they thought he was. Now, would you do that with a 12-year-old? Would you do that with a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old? I need to know where my kids are now. And then one of them's 50. So it's, but forgot him. And then we realized that the Bible forgot Joseph. Remembered Mary. But we don't know about him. I imagine Joseph was, we have to remember that he was probably over 30 when he married Mary. And she was a young girl. So if we figure that 12 years later, after Jesus was born, so we had those 12, and then up to the point that he is 30 years old, 33 years old, 32 years old, somewhere in there. So there's like 28 years there that we don't hear about Joseph at all. But we don't hear about Jesus either, other than at Canaan, which is really starts to begin the transition for Jesus to be for his ministry. So if he was 30 and we add another 30 years, he was pretty old. So, you know, he probably died somewhere in there, but we don't hear about that. What we hear about is this point where Jesus says to them, "I have to be about my Father's house. I have to be in my Father's house." We don't hear about him going back to that house until his ministry. So, it would be awfully easy for us to say something's going on here. The key is that he was forgotten. He was forgotten by someone who loved him. He was forgotten in a place so large that he could have been lost forever. He was forgotten by the woman who bore him and by the man who swore to protect him. Forgotten. And I think that's what I really would like to key on today. This is the first Sunday of Christmas. But we're also coming into New Year's. We're just 2 days away. And we're going in New Year's. What is it we saying? Old anxiety? Should old acquaintance be forgotten? And the key today is to think about the fact that this Christmas, this first Sunday of Christmas, the one thing we don't want to forget for the next year is Jesus. We need to remember him daily, hourly, minute, every minute. We need to remember him in everything that we do. Why? Because that's the only way we're going to change the world. Not necessarily in the big things, in the small things, but in the big things of the heart. That if we forget Jesus, think about what happens. Even if we forget him for a day. I'm going to take the day off, Jesus, bye. I'm going to go over here and do these things, and I'm going to scowl at people, and I'm going to tell people just how awful they are, and I'm going to just be one of them. I'm going to be melding with the crowd. This is who I am when I'm not with Jesus, and you're going to see it today. If we approach one person that way, what have we done? Somebody's going to say nothing. Well, what we have done is we've created a person who's going to look at us tomorrow when we are following Jesus. And they're going to say, look, yesterday they were this way. Today they're praying, pretending to be this way. Well, what's Jesus anyway? Don't have to have it. Think about it. I can't do this not that way. If grandma, grandpa, if you leave Jesus behind for one day while your grandchildren are here, while your children, if you leave him behind for one day, and the next day you say, oh, sorry about yesterday, I'm really this way. What kind of a image have you created of Jesus for them? What kind of an image have you created for them, for the legacy that you expect to leave them? The legacy of work, the legacies of hope, the legacy of love, joy, peace, the legacy of Jesus Christ, born of a born human, dies on a cross, and has offered them and us eternal life. What have we done to that legacy? We can forget Jesus for a week. We can forget Jesus for a month. We can wait until next Christmas to remember Jesus. Because Christmas is over. The tree's coming down. We've opened our presents. We went to Christmas Eve services. We went to church on Christmas Day. But for the rest of the year, until Jesus is there again, well, I guess with the Easter, we got to look at him at Easter once in a while, right? We got to look at him at Easter. But the rest of the year, Jesus can just go into the box. He can go into the box and remembering Jesus and working towards his kingdom is not important. Only on those days. I would contend that we've gone through periods in which the world would like to forget Jesus. At least the powers of the world would. The Romans, from 70 AD on through into the first century, did everything they could to destroy the name of Jesus Christ. And it was even the things that they did, in some cases, were even worse than crucifixion. You think about Nero burning Christians at the stake in the Colosseum. I'll show you it's not good to be a Christian. I'll light you on fire. But it goes through that. We have had throughout history, people that want to destroy and displace Jesus Christ, displace the name of Jesus, Hitler, Luther Church. I'll tell you who's God. I am Hitler. I am God. And you can be a church as long as you preach what I tell you to preach. And if you don't preach what I tell you to preach, your church will be closed. And you will not preach. And if I have to, I'll send you to Dachau. along with the Jews. We had 8 years of trying to destroy Jesus. In our time, think about it. We went through a period in which we could not say Merry Christmas. And it hurt. It hurt me a lot. It hurt Jesus even more. We couldn't say Merry Christmas because that someone else might not like it. Well, we can say the name of Jesus, and if they don't like it, that's okay. We can live the word of Jesus, and if they don't like it, that's okay. We can be good Christians working with the poor and giving out food and doing all of these things that Jesus tells us to do, and that's okay. And if they don't, if they're against it, I'm sorry. But when you're hurting, even if you're against it, when you're hurting, guess what? You want to hear the name of Jesus. You want to hear about eternal life. You want to know that there is hope in the world. And when the world is complex and is structured with such structures as we have right now, you want to know that He's there. You cannot forget Jesus. We cannot forget it. We cannot forget it for a minute. Remembering Jesus is not necessarily saying, well, all the things I can't do. Can't do this and I can't do that. Otherwise, Jesus is not going to love me. What can I do? I have to remember Jesus. And I have to give Jesus credit. Don't you just hate it when you're working, when you're at school, and you do something, and the teacher or the guy, the boss, says, gives credit for it to someone else? What we have to remember is we don't take credit for what Jesus does, or what we do for Jesus, or for people in Jesus' name. We give credit where it's due. And we say to people, follow Him. Come with me and I will show you a walk that is beautiful, a walk that is in hope, a walk that is in love. Days we're going to sing Old Anxiety. Should old acquaintance be forgotten? We can't forget Jesus. We can celebrate New Year's, and as we do, celebrate the newness of Christ in people's hearts. Now, I'm going to leave the young people out of this. I'm going to say to everybody else, what's the legacy that we leave behind? When we are all gone, who is going to remember Jesus if we don't teach people? Our children, our grandchildren will say, oh, I remember when they used to go to a church. I remember that they used to sing these great hymns, these great songs. I remember that it was right over there where the Taco Bell is now. And there used to be like 30, 40, 50 people that would go in there. And they'd spend an hour on Sunday listening to words about, what was that guy's name? Jesus left them. No. Yeah, it was. It's Jesus. Didn't mean much, obviously. Otherwise, that church would still be there. Gave them a place to talk about it. We didn't have to listen to it out here. They'd walk out of the church and just as if Jesus' name wasn't spoken again. If not us, Who? If we've not passed on to our children. I've got four girls. Okay? I have to tell you that I have questions about two of them. But I think they're coming back. If not us, who? Now, I'm not discounting the Holy Spirit. I'm not discounting God. I'm not discounting Jesus Christ. But the call for us is to remember Him and not to forget Him any time. Not when we're in line for an hour and a half trying to exchange a gift. Not when we're in line and we see the cashier tears in her eyes, his eyes. And not when we're walking down the street, but we see people who smile. God stayed to you. God stayed to you. My name is. And, you know, I know a fellowship that you might want to come to. I don't know what I had all this other stuff about losing the losses that have gone on, losses of names, and all that stuff. It comes down to, we will not. So repeat after me. I will not.
I will not
allow anyone.
To stop me.
From remembering Jesus.
Speaking His name
every day of my life.
It's
easy. You pray. Oh, gracious God, we give thanks for the name Jesus. We give thanks that in that name is everything we need to know. In that teaching of that name is everything we need to do. And in His oneness with You and the Holy Spirit is eternal life in which we walk towards. Bless us, Lord. Bless the world that the name Jesus would again be a hallmark for peace.